Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded and traditional territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You are listening to Training Time. This is an hour on CITR where we introduce new volunteers to what it means, what it looks like to run a show here live on the radio. If you're out there and you're thinking, actually, this is something I want to do, why am I not doing this? You can. We run station tours every weekday at noon. Drop by, come for a tour, and get a sense of what CITR is like, what we do here. And if you like it, you can become a member and get started on your trainings. Alrighty. Well, today I'm joined by a wonderful group of volunteers, as well as one long-term volunteer and actually one of CITR's executive leaders. I'll let you folks introduce yourself. Zoe, how about you go first?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Zoe. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm from Hill Discordia, and I'm also the co-president of the station, along with the lovely Naomi. So happy to be here.
Nice. My name's Varun. I'm a fourth-year undergrad student in biotechnology. And I'm excited to be here as well.
It's so nice to have you both. So we kind of came into this space with the idea of talking about good concert experiences. I said like the best concert experience you've had, but maybe that's a bit of a hard question to answer because it's a variable question. I guess I can share mine first. One of my favorite concert experiences that I've ever had was at a very small folk punk concert about a year ago. For context, when I was in high school, I was a punk, but I was a very, very socially anxious and straight edge punk that didn't like going out. So I'd sit in my room with my books and make my little patches for my battle jacket and listen to my music, but I never went to shows because I was too nervous. So I hadn't actually been in a mosh pit as a kid. So my first experience of moshing was at a very small show at the venue that was previously 648 Kingsway. I can't remember what the most recent name of it is, but it's a very small room, and it was a really gorgeous, intimate concert with a group from Seattle called Sister Wife Sex Strike. So that was my most recent best concert experience. I got to mosh for the first time at 25, and it was great. Zoe, how about you?
So my favorite concert experience, or like best concert experience, I had when I was maybe like 13 or something. It was my first like big arena concert, and my dad took me to see Prince live, which Whoa. Was like so cool. And it was just like a nice little like bonding moment for us. He like showed me all of his like favorite like Prince music, and he gave me this like big like CD of like stack of CDs to like listen to. So then I would like listen to that throughout the week. And then on the drive to the actual venue, which was at Oracle Arena in Oakland, we like listened to the music, and I like got some favorite songs from that. And then Prince was maybe like 2 hours late, which was like fine. So then he did like 3 encores, so it was okay. And then he got to the stage by like riding on, I want to say it was a purple or like a golden bicycle, and it was Prince and piano, and he just sat in the middle of the stadium and like play his favorite songs on piano, and it was super crazy, and he would leave and then come back and like do some more, and it was super awesome. And then I remember like driving out of that arena was crazy, but I would say that was like probably I don't know how I'm going to be able to top that ever. So it was really fun.
Yeah. No kidding. I actually don't think you can top that.
One of my favorite, concert experiences, it was back in April of 2024. It was a Canadian band, Good Kid. It was their This Can't Be the End tour. And one of my favorite moments from that show, besides, like, also just, like, the way they had, like, the stage set up and everything, was in the middle, the lead guitarist, and I think he was the bass player, they ended up getting into an argument. They were like, we should play this song next. And then the lead singer was like, no, we should play this song. And so what ended up happening is they're like, we should settle this with a Beyblade battle. And so they like cleared the audience, got in the middle, and then had a Beyblade battle while like one of the other guys grabbed a guitar and started playing the Beyblade theme. And it was just really funny. It was like amazing stage presence. So that would probably be my best concert experience.
Damn. Both of your concert experiences are so good. I can't imagine wanting to stop a concert for a decision-making Beyblade battle. That's incredible. I haven't thought about Beyblade since I was a kid. Thank you so much for sharing. Varun, you also had a song that we're going to play. I'd never heard of this artist before. How did you come across Biba Doobie?
Well, so I was scrolling through Hinge, and a couple of like the people that I had seen on Hinge, they were like, oh, you're a fan of Biba Doobie. And I thought they were just, you know, typing random stuff on the keyboard, just word vomit. And then I was scrolling through Instagram, and I was like, wait, this seems to be an actual artist. And I was like, oh, I've heard this song before, and it's a really good one. And so that's the song that's coming up next.
All right. This is The Perfect Pair by Biba Doobie. I hope that you like it. I hope I like it. I've never heard it before. So let's check it out, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Devon Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devon Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devon Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue.
An experience, an adventure into the cosmic unknown. A realm of new sights, new sounds, new sensations. Hear them now.
Hey there, this is DJ Jack Velvet, host of the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 at CITR. And this is the one time of year where we ask for your support to help keep independent radio on air in Vancouver. Believe it or not, I've actually been doing this show since 1997, when an old girlfriend suggested to a bushy-eyed young Jack Velvet that I should go to CITR and see if they would give me a show. And here we are, some 28 years later. I'm asking you to support our beloved station. And you can go to donate2citr.ca to donate. That's donate2citr.ca to donate. And we thank you for your support and hope you keep on listening.
That's right. It is Fun Drive here at CITR. If you didn't catch the context for that advertisement, it's our annual fundraising initiative where we take 1 week to ask our listeners to help us continue doing what we're doing. We are a station that relies a lot on listener support and listener funding. So if it's within your capacity to help keep CITR alive and keep us growing, you can donate to our fund drive at donate2citr.ca. All right. You are listening to Training Time on CITR. We just talked with Zoe and Varun about our favorite concert experiences, and we've got another generous volunteer who's going to tell us about one of his favorite concert experiences. Jay, how about you go ahead?
Yeah, I would say my favorite, like my best concert experience was 2023 Stanley Park, King Cruel, pulled up and like rained out. Like, I don't know, I thought like it was like the best live music I've ever heard in my life. And I've been to a couple concerts, so, and like a lot of like artists that maybe I listen to more than King Cruel, but I would say that was my best experience. I brought my brother along. He wasn't the biggest fan. Then after that, he like was on his top five like Apple Music replay, and I was like, and he's like, he's always like, you put me on to King Cruel, and I'm like, I don't know, I think like that was the best concert I've ever been to. Nothing crazy happened, but just like the music was exceptional. And I don't know, like his guitarist or like, I think he was playing the trumpet. Some guy, it was like he was on high off the music. Like, I'm sure he was sober, but it literally, like, he was, like, you know, runner's high. I felt like he got, like, music high, musician's high, whatever. Yeah. Like, he was, and he made his own, like, stage presence, like, come alive. Like, it was like, everybody was watching him instead of, like, Archie Marshall. And I was like, I don't know. But, yeah, shout out King Cruel.
Yeah,
go.
Shout out King Cruel. Truly an incredible artist. And, like, genre-wise, so interesting, too. Like, he's kind of undefinable in a weird way. If folks out there listening haven't listened to King Cruel, he's released a bunch of good albums. 6 Feet Beneath the Moon is one of my favorite.
For sure.
Yeah, sick artist. That's awesome you got to see him.
Yeah.
And yeah, that like getting to witness those moments of musicians just getting lost in the joy of what they're doing is maybe the best part of live music.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, we've hit the end of the hour. So we got to get out of here. But to play us out, I am going to share the earworm that has been in my ear for the last week. This is a track by Mac Homie and K Tranada, Rich Ass Haitian. It's an incredible song. And that's the end of our hour. Again, if you're out there listening and you want to be a part of CITR, you can be. Just come by and say hello any weekday at noon. We'd love to see you. All right. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. I was a little over excited. Hang on, we gotta wait for this ad to pass on YouTube.
Not a hit me, that's a venom. All the board on the Jimmy, don't try to give me that from Emma. Biddies be acting silly at the Viddies, that's Camilla. All you saw was a Philly, I throw your city half vanilla. Call the committee, tell them niggas Billy as a dealer. Told the kitty, let her know it's really that for real. All she wanted is a diggy nigga.